Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blackness, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace, what's good everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're here with you guys in the building. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. That's the artist formerly known as the Black Dot here in the building with you guys. What's good?
Peace, peace. Always good to be here on a Monday. Talk to the people. See how the people's weekends were going. See what the breaking news is. See what the tea is. I don't know if tea is the proper term for guys.
That is gay.
Okay, yeah. I have to accept that. That was a little gay, you know. I was having a gay moment there. But, you know, we'll create something, you know, other than tea. But, yeah. You know, what it is that we do. Maybe Long Island iced tea. A little bit more.
What's up, everybody? What is up? How's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a great weekend. What up?
Yes. I know you had a great weekend, Malcolm, because we were celebrating the birth or
but not
the birth.
Not the birth, not yet. Don't.
Celebration of the coming of
yes.
The next yes. Chapter.
Yes.
And we had an excellent baby shower yesterday. Family, friends, the entire village was there.
Yeah.
We were there in celebration. You know, because that's what it's about. You guys were showered with love and gifts, and you showered us with food and drinks, and that's the exchange. Love, gift, food, drinks.
Yes.
Carry on.
Yeah, and I was, first off, to friends and family who watched, thank you for coming. I was shocked that so many people came make the trip. Like, you know, it was a full house in there, so that was dope. So really appreciated all the love and support from the village. So that was lit.
Yes.
Christopher, I'm having a boy, man. I'm having another boy.
Having another boy.
Yeah, having a boy. So, that's cool. Thank you. Yeah. I only make boys. I don't think I've decided that, and you know, now my lady, she wanted a girl. Well, she was expecting a girl, and now she's at that stage where, like, do we try for another one and then end up with three boys? You know what I'm saying? That's a risk I don't think she wants to take right now.
That's her. You can take that chance if you want, boo.
You take it if you want.
Absolutely.
But I don't think she wants to do that.
I'm going to tell you this. As a father who has three boys, girls are different, man. And you got a brace for women. They are girls. They just different. So stick with the boys if you can. You know, master that, you know. You know what I mean?
Real quick. Also, somebody said I'm supposed to be having multiple baby showers. I'm going to get a registry, you know, for the Urban X fam. If you guys want to support, then I will, you know, do something for the Urban X, you know, family.
Yes, I mean? Auntie Wanda says sorry she couldn't make it, but she did send a gift.
And we appreciate it.
That's there.
We appreciate it. Anything else? Oh, this is the last week of, you know, pre-election talk. Hopefully, you know, tomorrow is the election. For the people who went out early and voted, shouts out to you guys. For the people who's going to go out tomorrow to do the same thing, shouts out to you guys. Because now, I don't know if you noticed, but like now they're publicly shaming people because they have like a public voter record now. Like they'll type in your name and they'll show if you voted or not and what elections you voted.
Yeah.
And don't let people publicly shame you.
They just going to be scrolling. It's like looking for your age. You know how you got to put your age in on one card? They just going to be scrolling and scrolling.
Yeah.
Side note, before we get into that, Mama Cheryl's homecoming is this Saturday. For those members who come to the morning meetups, Mama Cheryl's homecoming is Saturday. However, what we're going to do, because we can't actually be there, is that Saturday at 1 p.m. when her service starts, we are going to log on to the UrbanX network, and her favorite color was blue. And so we're all asking everyone, if you are participating and want to kind of send Mama Cheryl off the way the UX90 can do it, tune in wearing blue. You know, she always had her emojis with her. So if you want to make some great emojis, you can do that. Also, we're taking up a collection. Not that her family needs that, but we want to send a fruit basket or some flowers from the Urban X Nation. Now, the women have already started that because, you know, they got their side group and they've been collecting money. But for the fellas who want to participate, I'm going to put my Cash app up and just put Mama Cheryl, and we're going to make sure that we get a nice, you know, collection going so that we are represented for such a beautiful person. All right. And so that's Saturday, November 9th
at
1 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to log
I'll send out reminders.
Even if it's just for 20 minutes, a half hour, we want to show love. Now, Malcolm, I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it. I can't help it. I saw the picture of Mama Cheryl on her obituary. Mama Cheryl is fine as shit, goddammit. Goddammit. She is about it.
Yeah.
If you see that picture of her, I said, look at Mama Cheryl.
Yeah.
You know, because we got to meet her in her eldership, even though she was still fiery, and
I feel like you could tell. You could tell.
Picture they put.
Yeah.
On the cover of the obituary, I said, look at Mama Cheryl.
Yeah.
Mama Cheryl was an absolute fox.
So, but other than that, thank you guys for being here. If you have any, because I saw some people in the chat, if you have any membership issues, info@urbanx.nyc. We've been doing really good with following up with people and making sure y'all are okay.
Yes.
And our system is run. It's a couple of hiccups, but it's been running a lot
more efficient.
more efficient. So email info@urbanx.nyc or sales@urbanx.nyc. One of the two. We'll get
you. And all right. I will apologize in advance for talking over you because even though I'm looking like I'm looking at you, I can't see you.
Yeah. And people get so upset.
I can't
see. People get so upset. Stop cutting each other off. I'm like, yo, it happened.
Can't see you.
So, all right, let's take a quick roll call.
Let's do that.
Quick roll call. Omaha, Nebraska checking in. I saw somebody on the Greyhound bus listening to us. We appreciate you.
I love it. Coming across country.
Who else we got?
Wilmington in the building.
In the building. Kentucky in the building. Shouts out to you. Nice.
South Central LA in the building.
Detroit was good. This was good.
Minnesota.
Smyrna. All right. Wilmington, North Carolina in the building. Shouts out.
Tampa Bay, Maryland. Soundview, Philly.
Soundview is where it's at. Shouts out to y'all. Philly, Minneapolis. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. And let's get to some stuff. Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
All right. So big news that dropped today, this morning. Musical legend, icon, Quincy Jones passed away at the age of 91. So celebrate his life. That man's resume is incredible. Like when it was just kind of like I was reading, like he's been working with people from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson to like his resume is absolutely ridiculous. And then like his fingerprints on culture, on Black culture, it stretches like really, really far and wide. You watch documentaries and somehow, somewhere, like, you know, Quincy Jones was there. He had a part of it somehow. And it's, I was like really reflective like today just on like just the state of our icons, right? Like hip-hop icons are passing, icons, just, you know, Black icon, musical icons are passing, and it just feels like it is the real life-changing of the guard that we're seeing. Quincy Jones is gone. Clarence Avon, who I didn't know of until like past few years, but he's gone. And you watch both of their documentaries and you see the roles that they played in what we understand as our Black entertainment space. Very, very interesting stuff. What did you think?
First of all, I would like to send the deepest condolences out to Quincy Jones, his family, his legacy. When I think about Quincy, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, We Are the World, The Roots soundtrack, like the movie The Roots.
Yeah.
Sanford and Son, of course, Michael Jackson, so many artists from so many eras.
Yeah.
So when we speak about when an elder passes away, a library is destroyed. When it comes to any and everything related to music, I don't think anyone sat higher up than Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
And even
Ray Charles. I said Ray Charles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody, even when hip hop came in, most people his age, you know, rejected it. He didn't because it to him was just the rebirth of a form of jazz or scat or bebop, and he saw the potential in it. And so he put out that hip hop album with Kumo D and a few others, and he embraced everything about our culture. He was and is the epitome of years and years and years of anything related to music. And then, of course, he got into film and, you know, other productions. And as he got older, he made some comments about Michael Jackson and other people. I'm not even going to hold that against him. And I'm not going to discuss in great detail the other side of that fence that we can do because there's a time and a place for that. 70 years of recorded music or, you know what I mean? is ridiculous. It's more than my lifespan, literally.
Yeah.
The weird thing, he passed on Diddy's birthday, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, how things synchronize.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I heard the news, I was like, wow, when I looked at everything in totality of this changing of the guard of from Bill Cosby to Clarence Avant, Diddy to this one and that one and Russell Simmons and so many others who were put in position to safeguard or gatekeep, however you want to see it, the industry as a whole. And right before your eyes, it's vanishing.
Yeah.
It's vanishing right in front of your eyes. So this is what I mean by it doesn't matter what your belief systems are. The universe is going to wash, rinse, and repeat accordingly. And so that opens up spaces, of course, for new gatekeepers as the industry itself and music shifts.
Yeah.
Because there are no more record labels, as you know, all of that stuff is going to be gone. Let me ask you a question, Malcolm.
What's up?
Who do you think was more powerful, him or Clarence Avant?
Oh, man. I think it was Quincy.
Okay.
I think it was Quincy. And the reason why I do think it was Quincy, because I think in any relationship, right, there is the talent, and then is like the manager,
the muscle,
you know what I'm saying? So I always think the talent has more like longevity in when it comes to like those kind of like relationships. You know what I'm saying? I just think Quincy was kind of like the talent. Yeah, he was the musician. He was the producer. He was the, you know. But Clarence Avant, he sat in the back. So I don't know. Like I said, I didn't know about Clarence Avant until a few years ago, until like the documentary came out. You know what I'm saying?
And when it came out, it blew my mind.
Yeah,
remember, there's the seen aspect of power, and then there's the unseen aspect of power. And Clarence Avant could have went his entire life and died, right?
Yeah.
And I would have never knew who he was.
Yeah.
That's power to me.
Yeah. That is true.
Say it again, Mama Dot. Yeah, Mama Dot says she think Clarence was bigger.
That's fair.
You know, for some of the rooms he sat in, but because he can make a phone call and get presidents or potential presidents. Not saying Quincy couldn't. You know,
And like it's because if you guys remember like this channel, like one of the first videos we did is when Quincy had that magazine interview and he was just spilling all the beans.
Yes.
You guys remember that? Like he was just spilling all the beans. And I thought it was funny because it was one of those things where like at his age, he's probably like, what I got to lose, man? Like he's telling these stories like it's nothing. And people's minds were blown. Like what? Like what the hell's?
Who's the dude from
Marlon Brando? Marlon Brando and Marvin Gaye, like
Richard Pryor. What? Yeah, he was telling some crazy. But guess what? With 70 years in the business, he knows everything.
Yeah.
Now, it appeared to me that Clarence was moving on the executive side of things, you know what I'm saying? With some real estate agents who can move and shake things that did not want to be seen. And so it seemed he picked up some of those tendencies. It's hard for Quincy not to be seen because he's a musician. He's a producer.
Yeah.
He's a composer. Mm-hmm. He's a director. And so I think Clarence was able to lay in the cut. Those two individuals is a study in itself when we speak about seen power and unseen power.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Both of their documentaries are on Netflix. I recommend you guys watch both of those. Like, it'll really blow your mind.
Yes.
Like just the influence, when you think about influence and you just think about relationships and stuff like that, like think about Quincy Jones working with Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was connected with the mob. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah. He's like watching that stuff. Like he probably knows, like, you know, who killed who.
He know where the bodies are buried.
Absolutely. Like figuratively and literally. Like he like knows.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got to think when both of those dudes were at their peak, the where the industry was and where the, you know, music industry, it was lawless, right? So we have an understanding of how things run now. And we're like, oh my God, back then that was whatever. Like, this is just what it was. Like, casting, all that stuff, that's just what it was. Like, sticking people up on their contracts and extorting people, that's just what it was. And they lived through that. So can you imagine? So when we think about the changing of the guard now, how we always say like the mob, they most likely still exist, but they just smarter now.
Yeah.
Right. On how they move and how they have to operate. Now the new gatekeepers, whoever they may be, they've learned those lessons from Jones and Avon and are moving different now, whoever those may be. I don't know who it's going to be.
No, but, check this out. This is the point I'm going to make on that. And I thought what you said made a lot of sense. Under the guard of Avon and Quincy and maybe one other person we're missing out, right? Mm. For the women or whatever, you know. Mm. Even though the same things were taking place to a degree, it was a little bit more well tight-knit. Yeah. And things were, they run a tighter ship.
Yeah.
This is what I think. I think when hip hop came in and they had to appoint new gatekeepers of a new phenomenon that those, and because they started turning rappers over so much, right? That the influx of artists that were coming in were different. And so it got loose, it got out of hand, and I'm not sure Diddy and a few others were understood the responsibility they had. Remember, during Avant and Quincy's time, they really groomed artists.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of your talent, you know what I'm saying, how to conduct yourself, A&R really meant something. The artists and repertoire department,
it really
meant something. So the artists themselves were more put together, in my humble opinion. When hip hop came in, or they appointed the hip hop gatekeepers and gave them power, you know, sometimes power will wreck you, bro. And I think Diddy is a case study in abuse of his power. Now, Jay-Z, he operates the polar opposite of Diddy. So Jay-Z would be Avon.
Okay, up to two. Up to two.
And Diddy would be Quincy, if I had to make a comparison in that sense. Now, there are, of course, there's other gatekeepers on the West Coast and here and there, but everything Jay-Z does is calculated. You know what I mean? It's more, you know, while Diddy was more out there and you know what I'm saying, and was a producer and a director and a writer and all of these kind of things, and was more of a mover and shaker in that sense. And so if I have to make a comparison now, before you lose your mind, I'm not comparing Diddy to Quincy talent-wise.
Yeah, like that.
Avon to, that's not what I'm doing. I'm using it as a reference point to say if I had to make a comparison, because, you know, no one's catalog will be as great as Quincy's was.
Yeah, so, and this takes me to, like, another point, right? So my friend sent me this morning, and I thought it was interesting. It was the Billboard list, like, the top, it was, like, this week's most popular songs on the Billboard 100. I'm gonna go through them, right? So Love Somebody by Morgan Wallen, A Bar Song by Shaboozy, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Die with a Smile, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, I Had Some Help by Post Malone, Lose Control, Teddy Swims, APT, Rose and Bruno Mars, Taste by Sabrina Carpenter, Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. Now, the interesting thing that you did not hear a hip hop or an R&B song on that list at all.
Yeah, I don't know none of the goddamn songs.
I don't. Yeah. I've never. And I mean, if I hear one,
I might go, okay, yeah. I heard that, but no.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm reading them like confused. And then I really like had to come to terms with like, it is a rap for hip hop as we know it. It is a rap, right? Mm-hmm. I said this last year during the 50th celebration, like that was its swan song. And you can see the example by the BET Hip Hop Awards this year. There's no more money in hip hop anymore.
Yes.
There is no longevity in the music anymore. There is no, like, again, gatekeepers. We just saw DJ Clark Kent pass, like all the legendary DJs on what was known to kind of shape this culture. Like all of these people are gone. They're sick. They're in jail. They're like, you get what I'm saying? They went broke. They got forced out some type of way. The newer artists, dead. They're dying at an alarming rate. They're in jail. They're getting locked up. They're not lasting more than an album. And they're not making a lot of money. They're barely selling tickets on their tours. We're really seeing a violent changing of the guard if you really just kind of pay attention to where it's going. They're barely selling records. The record labels have to fire a bunch of people. They're closing deals with tech companies to even have some type of influence in entertainment. Like, so artists, like the bigger artists, can put their music directly on the platform and stuff like that. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it's just an interesting, and then with him passing, because I saw that list before I found out that Quincy Jones passed. You get what I mean? So it was just kind of a synchronicity. And then again, on Diddy's birthday, Diddy's still in jail. And he was like one of the kingmakers and he's gone. So
yeah,
it is interesting. It is an interesting climate that we're in when it comes to music, our music. You know what I mean? All those people are on that list of white,
yes. Right?
So what does that say? Does that lend to say that their music industry is still thriving? Or like, I've been struggling with that as well. Like, does that mean like only white people buy music or go out to support their artists? Or do they operate by a different set of rules? Are their contracts predatory, like hip hop contracts are predatory? Like, I'm fascinated by this. That's the thing.
All of those points are well made points and observations. Here's my take on it. And I'm going to do a somebody's got to say it piece on it this week. This is bigger than music. And for us, the music is the magic, right? And so the ability to create music, the monetary aspect of it is the lowest level of it. It's the physical aspect. It's the residue of the magic. And those, as I've always mentioned, who can't reach certain levels of creativity, they only can benefit from the residue. And so they make you think that the residue is all that there is. This reality as we know it is created by the word. Our word is bond, and my bond is life, and I'll give my life before my word shall fail. The many expressions of the word, which is the verbal expression, the drum is a word, and so language can be spoken without the verbal aspect. Jazz players, even if they didn't have an instrument, they had ways to articulate. The dance is a form of language. Remember, 85% of communication is non-verbal. And so we also know the actual glyph or images, which are 1,000 words placed inside of a still photo, which could be interpreted up, down, left, right, and you can get really deep with it. So the word itself and our ability to
manifest matter or change matter using word is the only thing that has kept this thing in suspension as we know it. And so they give us, having us look one way and reward you for making the magic. This is why they always after your catalog. But the actual ability to create realities, not everyone has the ability to do it on the level that we do it. Now, why was hip-hop and R&B and gospel and all of that so important? Because you placed a people, right, who had been through the worst conditions in the last 400 years plus in an environment, and you told us to do something about it. And what we did was we made music, we danced, we sung, we made love, we philosophized about all of these things, and we changed our reality literally. And so to me, this represents more than just they shutting down hip hop, because we know when they got to the 50th anniversary, these people are diabolical. And so there was a celebration, but they started dragging out all of the icons who were the real gods of the culture, right? The older you go back, when you start getting back to Herc and King Mario and Busy Bee and Cold Crush, the closer you get to them, the closer you get to the moment that this explosion, when the sperm hit the egg in hip hop, right? So that's why I was always fascinated to stand next to Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Them legends, because I felt I was closer to the ones who were tasked with bringing something about. They did not know it was going to become this economic phenomenon that it became later, but that's the residue. Right. So we are in a position now, we are at an apex where we have to create something brand new to help us go into the next paradigm, because they have drained everything out of hip hop, even the spiritual aspect. Now, for my diehard hip hop fans, I get it. Hip hop will never die because there's no beginning. We've been dancing. There's been hieroglyphs and ancient sacred scrolls and drumming for years. I get all of that. But what we called it, remember, when you call something or you name it, you begin the death process of it. You know what I mean? Because you're giving it form and shape, and you're giving those on the peripheral who don't truly understand what this is about the ability to go back now with some data and study and come up with a game plan to imprison us, meanwhile taking the residue of everything we created.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
No, it makes total sense, actually. And it's actually, I remember you telling me about like the first, what's that drum machine, the MPC?
Yeah.
Right? And you were saying like, people get it like in the Wu-Tang Sean Hulu, right? When RZA got his drum machine, it was no manual. He didn't have no manual to it.
Right.
And he just like figured it out, right? So when we think about how people in our community and our culture, like they get these things, they just figure it out and you make magic from it. And that's a metaphor for hip hop, for with everything.
And that's the urban alchemist. So the SB1200 comes out, these machines, and how do you make of something as physical and mundane as that sound like a full course, a full orchestra, right? Now you got these MPC drummers. I don't know if you've seen them. It's a guy named Boogie Black or something. He's nasty with it.
So I know you're talking about,
And they sitting in it. Right now, our generation, we had to actually have drums. You know, when you was a kid, you had to learn how to play the physical drums. The times are changing. We are still going to pack that drum in whatever, you know, devices that they come up. But it's still our expression infused into that makes that whole thing. The minute said G and my man Lou Breakbeat also did this, figured out that this machine only had like 1.2 seconds of sampling time. But if you slow down the record, if it was a 45 and you slowed it down to 33 or whatever, and then you sampled it at the slower rate, and then you sped the shit up, now you can get about 8 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So the ability to cheat, bend yeah. time in reality,
yeah.
They was cracking codes with that. Like, this shit only got 12 seconds? I need about 46 seconds. How do I do that?
Yeah.
And for them to sit there and do that, again, shows the genius of who we are. I don't want our ability to create to become stagnant. Now, watch this. Sometimes when you think that you're at the top of the totem pole all of a sudden and yes. reach success, the ability to create becomes stagnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to have to find ourselves in a situation. Same thing, I always mention this, in life. You make magic happen every time the rent is due, every time the car note is due, every time some shit is due. Mama, find a way to do it. Dad, find a way to do it. That's bringing into your existence what you need. You may not always get you what you want, mm-hmm. but you're always going to get what you need. That's magic. That's
yeah.
how you perform magic in your life every single day.
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
All right.
So yeah. shout out Quincy, you know.
Absolutely.
You're
absolutely
listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So shouts out to we were going to talk about Lil Wayne. So and I think it's the Louisiana concert that he threw on, and he kind of brought back out the Hot Boys because everybody's out of jail now. So it was him.
I'm sorry. Sorry about yeah. that.
Of Urban X.
Him, Turk, BG, Juvenile, like they all performed. And some people, like, and here's the thing, I saw reactions to it. I saw mixed reactions. I saw people going, fire, can't believe yo, Wayne has hits. His catalog is crazy. Then I saw other people going, Jay-Z was right to not pick him for the Super Bowl performance. So I just thought that was interesting. But I am surprised at him for actually addressing and coming out to say that he was actually disappointed to not be picked for the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because he's making it seem like he was picked and then he got the opportunity snatched from him. He basically said something to that effect.
Oh, okay.
And when I think of Wayne, I don't think of him as a performer. I just don't. Like as a putting on a crazy performance. Kendrick, for what you want to say, I think he won an award or he set a record for the Mr. Morale tour because of how that performance was.
Put
people
together.
Said it was a show, like it was an entire thing. So I understand it. And again, with the year he's having, it just kind of makes sense.
Yes.
Wayne, it's weird for, I don't know, to me, it's for somebody of his magnitude to just keep talking about it.
It's an emotional thing for him. And I get it. You from New Orleans. This is your city, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you felt that it was a layup. You know what I mean? But like you said, performance is important. Not rhymes. I get that. For instance, Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, two of mm-hmm. my most iconic MCs of all time. But when you went to see Rakim, you wasn't going to get a big show. You was mm-hmm. there to watch, hear the guard bell. And so you stood there and he stood there.
Yeah.
When you went to see Big he stood there and you stood there.
Yeah.
When you went to see Big Daddy Kane,
yeah,
you got your rhymes and you got a show with Scoop and Scrap and they would dance and it was more of a show. And so, you know, that wins people over because I paid my money to come see you. And so mm-hmm. when I think about Wayne, he's a cult classic following. Some of his bars are out of this world. But look at your demographic. Look at the audience you're trying to serve. This is not going to be the regular New Orleans audience that know what it is. These people are flying in. This is a corporate event. This is a safe environment. And so you have to think about, and so when Jay-Z becomes corporate, people forget he got to make corporate decisions. He can't, you can't just make hood decisions, you know? So and, when and, you walk in those worlds, it's tough.
And I also think him talking about it like this, like he's ruining his, because I think Kendrick, he likes to, you know, feed the people and give the people what they want. So give the people what they want, and you're in New Orleans. People are disappointed. It's not Wayne, right? He would bring, I could see him bringing out Wayne for a joint. You know what I'm saying?
But like, does that make Wayne feel lesser than himself because he had to come out on somebody else's set? I'm just asking.
Maybe. That's true.
I would never come out on your set, son. I'm bigger than you. You know?
That too.
So ego is always involved when we speak about these things. Or when he go like, yo, I appreciate that because it would be so dope for the people to see me come out. And at least, you know.
I think another layer to this, for him to publicly be talking about his disappointment to it is a growing sentiment that people are angry with Jay. Like, people in the industry are angry with Jay in that, like, they see his position now, and they're going like, we expect more from you to be looking out for us. You get what I'm saying? And it's just not gonna happen.
I get it, Malcolm. But guess what? I used to be driving the trucks with y'all. We was out there talking shit about management. You know what I mean?
Fuck now it. I'm a dispatcher.
Now I'm a dispatcher.
And
the first thing they do when they bring me in is go, look, you on this team now. I know you grew up with them. And then to prove your loyalty to management, because they're going to test you, I'm going to have to fire somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call you in the room, Malcolm. I know you're my son. I know you got a couple kids. You know, I got to let you go, man. I got to let you go.
Or a stern warning about, you know, your extra long bathroom breaks. Even though me and you used to coordinate.
Used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm an insider. So now I gotta warn you about that, Malcolm.
Yeah.
This gonna be the first warning. I know I'm your dad. I'll see you at dinner tonight, maybe. But I will let you go because I got a shirt on now.
Yeah.
Right? And so and I'm only using that as an example. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to play that corporate game on that level where Jay-Z resides, there's gonna have to be a little give. And a little take, I think, this is just me, and I know people think I hate Jay-Z. I do. But I give credit where credit is due, right? So far, he been looking out. L.A., he looked out. He gave the Puerto Ricans, the Spanish people, their moment in Miami. He gave Usher his moment. So he's been, he just can't look out for everybody. Because, you know, comes to New York, I mean, I think Karis wants to do it, you know.
But, and he won't.
And he's not. Right? And so we understand. And so you become the brunt of what it is that you want. Can't play the fence. Yeah. Are you with us? You the house nigga? Because you used to be in the field.
Right? Yeah.
Now you in the house. You're getting a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Looking
we're still
going to
make you perform for them NFL owners, though. We're still going to make you perform, though.
Oh, we're going to make
remember
you perform.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make you dance.
We're going to make you dance, nigga. You remember these dances, nigga. You going to dance. And so that's what I think overall it is. And everybody is never going to be happy.
That's a fact. That is a fact. All right.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, another day, another Boondocks prediction about, you know, the state of the world is correct. Will.i.am, he put out a song. It's called Yes She Can. And if you, the she being Kamala Harris, because, you know, tomorrow is the election day, he put out a song and women do the right thing and men do the thing. If you got a sister or a mother, you know, that stuff. And then somebody put the Boondock spoof ahead of it when it was called D-Riding Obama with Thugnificent, and it was hilarious. And the fact that we're here now in real life, 2024, I forget when that episode came out. It had to be 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here, and it is... I told my pops this off camera, but tomorrow I am staying off the internet. Yes. I have to. Because it's going to be a mess. I know it is. I know everybody is just going to have their speculations of what's going to happen. And if you're not voting, it's going to be a mess. So I'm going to just stay off. I'm going to, you know, tune in at the end to get the results. Even though I'm hearing there's certain states that saying they're not going to have the results tomorrow anyway. Even though bigger states are going to have all their results in.
Yeah,
I don't know how. I don't know how smaller states aren't. I think that's odd.
Yes.
But we'll see.
Well,
tomorrow's going to be a mess.
They have pulled out all the stops, Malcolm. I mean, I don't think I've seen a campaign drive like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a long time. I don't remember seeing this 4 years ago because the country was in a different place. You know what I mean? Yeah. The state of the country was, our minds were really on something else. You know, diseases and all of that kind of stuff as we approached that. Kamala was on Saturday Night Live, right?
Yes, she actually, her being on Saturday Night Live broke some FCC law where, like, both candidates are supposed to have, I guess, equal time on cable.
Yeah,
like equal
leading
time
up
on
to the, yeah.
Leading up to, and then her being a guest on that show was her trying to get around that rule.
That ruling, yeah.
That ruling, and I think because she did that, that's what had, like, the FCC chair said she actually broke a rule. But it's like you said, I've never seen as many, every 4 years is the most important election of the history of the world, right? They always frame it that way. But this one, it just seems like every single celebrity has fallen in line for one side, for her side. Yeah. Every single one. And people who, again, because I talk about these groups eating each other from the inside, right? So Beyonce came out and said she is for, you know, women and women's rights and stuff like that. I have not heard her say one thing about the women who were possibly violated by Diddy. Not one.
Right.
Right. But you, so which one are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, or even Cardi B, right? They had Cardi up there and she's from the Bronx, whatever, fine.
That was bad.
But they had her up there and Cardi has admitted to drugging people, right?
Yes.
To doing wild stuff, but they had her as the example up to be up there. It's we're in a really, really wild time.
And
right?
J-Lo.
Yes.
J-Lo was bad. She looked like she was, and she turned to her and said, I'm here to promote Kamala. And so the whole situation, Malcolm, is very bad. And my thing has always been, these people who are endorsing her are not poor. These people who are endorsing her do not know what you're going through. Not that you're poor, but you know what I mean. These people are not worrying about health care. These people are not worrying about housing. These people are not worrying about the high prices of gas. So when they bring them out, it's always funny to me because they don't know anything about your experience. They have been removed from your actual experience.
Cardi B had the nerve to go, and prices is high, even for me, y'all. Like, come on, don't do that. Don't
insult our intelligence.
You get what I'm saying? Like, don't, and because if you might be a stickler, you might be a Harris fan, and you might go, they're hard on her. The reason why I feel like we have to kind of just point that out, because every mainstream media outlet is pushing her. I get text messages. I've been getting text messages from her every day, from her campaign every single day, right? Asking for money. And then, but they told me that she broke a record for how much money that she raised from the first day that she was named as the nominee. So, like, it's just, this entire election cycle is them telling me something, telling me I'm crazy for seeing something with my own two eyes. That's right. What's frustrating about it.
Right.
Right.
But remember, go ahead.
With Trump, I feel like with Trump, you can literally just kind of see what the agenda is, what the followers say. You can see what that is. With Kamala, it seems they're telling me I'm seeing something that I'm not seeing.
I understand what you mean. And Trump is straight no chaser. He says what he feels, right? This Kamala thing is just different, bro. It's different. And I don't care what nobody say, because you're telling me to believe you. And if I don't believe you, I'm crazy. And it sounds familiar. They did this shit 4 years ago with the COVID situation.
That too.
They literally told me, you out of your damn mind.
Yeah.
If you don't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't wear a sweater, Odyssey could catch the cold.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't wear your sweater and snuggle up, she might catch the flu.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that don't.
And then they said, do it for Big Mama Jamal.
Do it for Big Mama Jamal.
Do it for Little Ray Ray. And then told me somebody else was racist. Like, that wasn't racist. Like, I couldn't.
You know. Now, our people, the ones who see this, we have already removed ourselves from it.
Yeah.
And I'm something Leticia Lovely said, shout out to the UX90 group this Sunday morning. She said, vote for yourself. Even if you go to that booth, know that you're making a vote for yourself. And
absolutely.
So understanding that whoever these candidates are, for whatever reason, know that the vote that you know what I'm saying? You pull that lever, you have to pull the lever for yourself on your existence, on what you're going to do, because you're electing yourself every 4 years or whatever the case may be. And so that you become the president, vice president, you're Congress, you're everything within self. And so I appreciate that. And I say all of that to say, I'll be glad when tomorrow is over.
Final prediction. What you got?
Final prediction. I say Kamala's going to win in a tight one.
I think so too. I think what's going to happen, somebody's going to win the popular vote. Somebody's going to win the Electoral College. And then we're going to be fighting for another 18 months about the results of this election. But I think she pulls it out. In the tight one, I think she does pull it out. Pause. I don't know if that's pause or not, but
yep.
I do, because it just seems way too, like, I can't see a world if he wins with all the celebrities who just went completely that way and all of media went complete. I just can't see a world where that happens.
Yes.
And the world doesn't completely burn down. I don't know.
Yep. I agree with you on that. And so,
but tomorrow, AMG, absolutely. F both of them. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But for the sake of, and I explain this too, we do a podcast every week and we can't get narrow in our perspective because we only represent a small percentage of the thinking of all of our people. And so it's important that we cover this. For those who are maybe on the fence, who want to make a educated decision, and all of the topics that we cover. You know what I mean?
But,
so it's a little tough.
And this is a moment, before we go to commercial break, this is a moment like 2020 that shows you who you're dealing with, who in your life, right? It shows you their level of understanding of what's happening, their level of wokeness, for lack of a better terms, right? So in 2020, when people were telling you, I did my research and I'm going to take the thing, and I'm going, it wasn't a lot of research available for you to do to take that thing, right?
Right.
So when people are telling you, when people are mad that you didn't vote or that you voted a different way, when people are telling you need to vote that way because of whatever, because of what research they did, you're finding out who you're dealing with. And you just are able to operate in the same way we say, I like to see my races out in the open because I just see who I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can operate now going forward, regardless of who wins or not tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Put it out there that way.
Okay? Absolutely.
So with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
All right. And we are back. Thank you guys for joining us here tonight. We appreciate everybody for being here and we got some more stuff to get to. I have a very off story that I just have to talk about. I didn't even put it on a list, Bob.
Okay, wait. Let me make another quick announcement.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about Mama Cheryl. For those who are just logging in and tuning in, her homecoming is Saturday in Miami, where she, you know, spent her last days. And we at UX90 are going... We're taking up a collection to send a fruit basket, some flowers. Shout out all the ladies who already did. I want to shout out a few people who already, Letitia Lovely, Micah Spencer, Aaron Wilson, and Rand Wilson. I thank you for your contributions. And I'm going to put my Cash App up again. If you're listening, it's Cash App symbol, the black dot. And if you want to send something to Mama Cheryl and, you know, just as our way. And on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, we are wearing the color blue, which was her favorite color. And we will come in, even if you just come in for 5, 10, 15 minutes in honor of Mama Cheryl and all that she meant to our group. And we invite you to join the membership. You know what I mean? And the membership is there because we do some amazing, amazing stuff in our membership. Thank you for all the people over the last 45 days who have become members. You know what I mean? We hope you are enjoying, you know, what it is that we have to.
And we're having a special right now, 7 days completely free if you join. So you can come in, see what we have, kick the tires, take it for a test drive. And see if you like it. So,
and we kept it at 7 because you get a podcast, you get a morning meetup, you can watch some of the other shows.
Oh, shit.
And so, you know, based on you, you get a full taste before we start hating your credit card.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
All right, let's get to that story, Malcolm.
Okay. All right. So this story takes place in Equatorial Guinea. That is a Central African country. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So there is a man there
who
is the director general of the National Financial Investigation Agency of that country, like our IRS. Okay?
Yes.
Now this man was just exposed for having over 400 consensual sex tapes with a bunch of his VP's wives, his brother's wife, his cousin, his cousin, his uncle's wife who was pregnant in the video. All these videos got leaked online and my mind was completely fried. Like, I've been reading about this the last, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
400 consensual. Me and Mama Dot was listening before the show came on. All consensual.
All consensual.
His name is Bangham or E-Bang. Or his middle name is I-Bang or something. It's something crazy. Yo. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, like his, like a bunch of, like the president of the country's, like wife, or his sister, the president of the country's sister, I think. A bunch of his sister's friends.
Yo, his uncle's wives.
His uncle's wife. Yo, he was out there.
Wilding. Yeah.
Like completely bugging the hell out. And the reason it's weird because in that country, like if everything's consensual, like they can't, you know, arrest you for that. But they're trying to figure out if he was using like his influences like as like coercion.
Of course he was.
Yeah, but oh my God, like this dude is a menace to society. Like, absolutely. Don't leave your girl around him. Jesus. Yep. Like,
absolutely. I saw that story.
Oh my gosh. Like, I just had to talk about that. You probably have no idea why that's going on, but for some reason, my algorithm sent me that.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
And it was wild. And it was wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. All right. Let's get to some more stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So we have to talk about the one of the officers in the Breonna Taylor case.
Yes.
He was found guilty over as a result of her death and the investigation of what happened. So the former Kentucky police officer is found guilty of using excessive force in a fatal Breonna Taylor raid. A federal jury has handed down a guilty verdict in the murder case surrounding the botched arrest of Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankinson was convicted as a result, and they said they found him of using excessive force. So I feel like this case, as big as it was when it was happening, right, in 2020, like they used that as a real political story to kind of put Biden over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Him getting found guilty, now it doesn't have, it's 4 years, like it doesn't
but
have the same.
But this is a civil case, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And so he's not going to face any criminal charges.
I'm not sure.
No, not in a civil case. Yeah. I mean, that's just about money.
Yeah.
And so that's the consolation prize in most cases when you're not found guilty of what you should have been found guilty as.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of O.J. Simpson, found not guilty, but civilly, we found you guilty and, you know, things of that nature. Every time they kill a black kid and they let the police officer walk, but the family sues because Ben Crump comes in and you win a civil case. It's consolation prize. You know?
So, right. I didn't hear nothing about it until like it was like done. So again, my point being, like, it was such a highly politicized case. Like, this didn't get any real publicity as a result.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff.
If it can't ignite the same or activate the same emotional response, it's no longer useful for me. Right.
Do we have something right, like a case that happened recently that was tried to the politicians tried to politicize for this election? I don't think so. I might be off on that. I might be because so much has happened, but I don't really think so.
Right.
I know.
Right.
They tried to make the Tony Hinchcliffe Puerto Rico was a garbage thing.
Yeah.
That didn't have the same flair to it.
They like, tried to turn a comedian into the villain, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know. But they had enough with your fear of Project 2025 and Trump putting you back into slavery, I think was enough to, galvanize enough energy and a black woman. And is she black? Why y'all attacking a black woman? Come on, fellas, y'all shouldn't do that. And so that was enough energy within this particular cycle to, I think, get us to where we are now.
True that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we mentioned at the top of the show, today was Diddy's birthday. So apparently I'm seeing reports that Diddy's freak-off parties had NDAs that prohibits guests from revealing anything about him while he's alive and 20 years after his death. This is according to TMZ.
My nigga, yeah. That's right.
So
the presidents
only thing
have the 50-year joint, Malcolm.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't press Bush on the 9/11 situation until he's long gone. Not the same thing, but you know what I mean? So the NDA was just that. It was, you can't, however, people forget, the NDA does not mean that people can break the law in front of you.
Yeah.
It means if I'm just having a regular freak off and how I get down, you can't mention it. But if I chop a baby's head off or some old bizarre shit, the NDA don't cover that.
And so that's how the prosecution is going to attempt to work its way around that. But that's probably why a lot of the celebrities have been quiet. Yeah. It ain't just as simple as, I'm not gonna ride, that's not my man's. It's both. It's, I'm gonna shut the fuck up, but I got this paper. He got that paper saying I can't say shit anyway. Right? So now his case becomes a weird situation. Right? So now that's why the guy subpoenaed for them tapes, Burgess, whatever his name is, the tapes, they're trying to show, or all of the tapes, if I can show you, there we go, that's him on the tape, while a child or somebody is being violated, now I place you at the scene of a crime.
Of a crime,
Not just you had a freak off having a good time, it was all consensual, everybody here. We know about them people. We placed them people here. They came into the party knowing.
Yeah.
But the bottom feeders, the prey, are the ones that you are concerned about. And even if I sign an NDA because I wanted to do some freaky shit, right? Fine.
Yeah.
I did not want to get great there. I didn't expect to be great.
Right.
That ain't a part of my agreement. I expected we might have an orgy, you know, some naked women, a little champagne, you know, okay. Smack a little ass, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that. If you fellas want to do boy on boy love, that's your business. Take that over there. That's cool. I did not expect to have a drink and wake up and I have now been great. No, I didn't sign up for that, Your Honor. Yeah. So that's a violation.
Yeah.
I told you dudes and ladies, and y'all kill me for it, more men in this country are great than women. And y'all told me I was out of my mind. Sometimes I'm out of my mind, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to put y'all on to that aspect of it. Not only just the priesthood, the church, the prison. But you know what I'm saying? The daycare centers, the, you know what I'm saying? The homes, the orphanage, all of that stuff. The uncle, and because they don't count those numbers, because 75% of them guys are never going to tell you I was violated like that, you don't get the numbers. Where the women, you get the numbers.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And it is his birthday today. I thought he had a court date today.
I thought he had an appeal date. Like,
third appeal date. And I said, if that's going to align with his birthday after he sacrificed Quincy, I said, that might push him. Oh, I'm thinking out loud. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know, that might push that over the top and he can finally get free for his birthday. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know,
yeah, they released a video of his daughter singing happy birthday to him while he was on speakerphone.
Nice.
And stuff like that. I mean, he sounds like
she don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know. Now, side note, remember they raided that prison last week.
They did.
I told you.
They did. Yeah.
Why would they raid the prison?
Yeah.
I'm hearing Woman Up Dot.
Jay Nightmare, so you showed the twitching.
Yeah, some twitch coming in. Woman up dot com. Get some, you little bum. Now, I'm hearing the nigga's not in there. I'm hearing he was never in that prison. And everybody was kind of in on it, and somebody squealed, and so they bought the... Three different organizations came down to raid the prison he's in, and there, listen to their explanation. Yeah, Doc, you got this shit. Shit don't make no fucking sense, nigga. Their explanation was...
You showed the guy the mind of his own and talking to you?
Talk to yourself, nigga. Yeah, you got this shit. Their explanation was, and I kid you not, we are here... for the safety of the prisoners and the guards. what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
You send the the FBI, NSA, three different organizations come down to the Brooklyn Detention Center to tell me you are checking on the prisoners and the guards and their well-being? Mm-mm. Don't make sense. Don't make sense. That's my Paul Dot special of the night. Get you an order of that shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. You blew Deep Thought's mind. Deep Thought.
Yeah, there it is.
Got their mind blown. That's funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So we'll see what's going on with that. The marathon was this past weekend. Remember, he ran the marathon. Remember that?
I remember.
All connects. I don't know how, but it's all there. It's all there. Follow me.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get to some more stuff. There's this story. I feel like we covered this, but an ex-police officer from Columbus, Ohio, named Adam Coy, was found guilty on all counts of murder of an unarmed black man, Andre Hill. Now, this is a quote from the article, and the unprecedented conviction marks the first time a Columbus police officer has been found guilty of murder for a death that occurred in the line of duty. So, wow. Clap that up.
Clap that up. God damn. So when you become a police officer there, you just have the right to do what the hell you want.
Yeah.
Man.
So this happened in December of 2020. I vaguely remember this case, but sadly, a lot of these cases also have to blend in with each other when unarmed black men and stuff like that.
I hear it so much, Malcolm. I hear unarmed black men kill so much. I don't know what case it is.
Yeah.
That's how sad it is. I'm like, because I hear so many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kudos.
Yes. Kudos to that. He got found guilty. So big ups for that. Okay.
Nice.
Let's get some more stuff.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
I don't know if you guys remember the this happened like a couple weeks ago, but there was like an infinite money glitch for Chase.
Yeah.
That went viral on TikTok and stuff like that. Well, you know, Chase, they don't play that. They starting to sue everybody who took part in that scheme. And they're about to go down. They're not going for that, man. Y'all know that. Come on.
Here's the thing.
Come on.
Remember, they coming after the PPP loan people as well, all of a sudden, too. So, you know. But here's the thing. It's all depending on how you see it, Malcolm. If I'm dead ass broke and this machine is giving out money, I'm taking it.
I'm
looking at this is God's way of blessing me. Here I was minding my business. I get wind that there's a glitch. I go over and it's just feeding me all. I'm thinking, man, I'm 2 months down on my rent. Oh, kids gonna get some toys and shit. That's a blessing from God.
You deserve to go to jail.
Like, for instance,
you deserve.
Like, you heard the dude tell a story. He said, listen, I found $400 in a parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's God's blessing to me. I ran across this lady, she crying. She lost $400, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the goodness in me gave her $100. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to share my blessings with her, right? That's the way that shit works. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's God's gift.
God's gift. So, yeah. So everybody who took part, going to Yale. Going to
Yale. Yeah, now it's time. See, the devil come later. He be like, that wasn't like, God. That was me.
Yeah.
And now you fucked up. You fucked up bad. Because I can't pay Yana. The machine gave me $12,000. I can't pay that.
I don't have nowhere near that
kind of money.
Yeah,
put me on a payment plan for three lifetimes.
Yeah, that was gone before it hit my hand. Like,
that was gone before it hit my hand, God.
Yeah.
God, ain't God good? Yes, he is. Won't he do it? you know, religious people. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yeah. That's, yeah. Shit. So this is what it is.
We got to talk about Buckshot.
Yes.
What was that about?
Buckshot Shorty.
Buckshot Shorty from the
Black Moon, the whole Boot Camp Click.
Boot Camp Click. God damn it. It was right there. It was right there.
Yeah, it was right there. The whole iconic Boot Camp Click. Smith & Wesson, Sean Price, Black Moon, the whole team. He was assaulted yesterday morning out in front of some kind of establishment in Flatbush. And, you know, he took a beating out there.
And yeah, what the hell?
We don't know what any of the details were, but we want to wish him a speedy, speedy recovery, man. You know what I'm saying? Real good guy. I met him a couple of times. You know, spent time with me in his prime to talk to me. Like, he didn't have to. You know how some dudes just blow you off and whatever? Nah, spent some time and built and talked with me. And so I'm hoping that he recovers well, and I'm hoping that justice can be served for anybody, you know, who partook in this, man. So, yeah, shout out Buckshot. He was at my lecture, somebody said. Was he? I know he was at a performance I did. And so, yeah, this is a small world.
Damn. All right. Helter Skelter, yeah.
Helter Skelter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I saw pictures. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, it was like, bad. It was bad.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Okay.
Very bad.
All right, let's get you some more.
You're let me listening up out to of the here, sound man. Of Urban X.
So there was a huge layoff at one of the PepsiCo plants, and with zero, they laid off people who've been working there for like 20 years and stuff like that. I thought that was super sad. And we're going into the holiday season now.
Yes.
And it was as a result of like just money stuff, like budget stuff. Like they weren't operating at their top. They weren't making a lot of money and stuff like that. So they laid off a bunch of people. And I was watching videos of grown men weeping, crying because like.
Well, Malcolm, it's the holidays are here. You know? And this is the time we're probably at Pepsi, you work extra hours, right? Because people are consuming more. And this is the time where working, hardworking, you know what I'm saying, blue collar people, they factor into this because they got to make the extra money without it affecting the bottom line of bills. So you do count that money. And right before the holidays is the worst time. Well, there's no good time, but the worst time because there's added pressure and stress on families. But kids need toys. Kids don't want to hear that other shit. You know, kids want toys and they want to feel a part of this and that. And so sometimes you suspend yourself, especially as dads, not a knock on the moms, but the dads, we don't have time to be sick. We don't have time to worry about our haircut as much. We don't have time because everybody that we provide for needs more than we do. And so dads are already probably gearing up like, you know what I'm saying? And the mothers without support of men and all of that, gearing up to get this extra money, and you pull the plug. Unemployment is not going to cover it. That's less than the check. Let alone the overtime. So shout outs to them individuals, but watch them make magic. We just spoke about that because you're going to find a way to get all the things you need because you are magical.
Yeah.
So, you know, take a little bit, reflect, go inward and do what you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Come back. When we come back, we'll answer your questions. Have your questions ready to go. All right, right back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we are back. Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget to join the UrbanX membership. It is completely free for 7 whole days. You get a full commercial-free podcast episode. You get access to all of the other content in there. And you also get a morning meetup. Come through on a Sunday. Chill. Build with us. Talk with us. Shouts out to the new people who were in this past Sunday, yesterday.
Yes.
For the morning meetup. I couldn't stay because I had to, you know, run around for the baby shower and stuff. But thank you guys for joining. Thank you for everybody who's been joining, taking advantage of everything that we have to offer in that membership, because it is the best.
The absolute best. And I want to shout out Dre, Jeremiah, George Howell, Universe Space, and Janelle Naomi for contributing to what we're doing for Mama Cheryl, this Saturday.
And as Ashram said, visit shopurbanx.com for some of our threads. We have the best merch out there as well.
Oh, yeah. Our merch is simply
second best. To none.
Simply.
Second to none.
Not right? even close.
It's not even close. I think we still have a deal happening right now. And we're gearing up. We got some new designs coming for Black Friday, Hotep Sunday, Hotep Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
Hotep Sunday, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, yeah, yeah.
I get my check on Tuesday.
Yeah. And we're here.
We're going to take care of all of that.
Got it. We are here.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to a couple more stories. Get your stories ready and get your question ready. Then we are up out of here.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw a clip of Michael Irvin's son on one of the I forget which channel that is, and he was talking about his dad kind of shouting him out because he exposed him. He goes, "Yo, you rap about all this hard stuff, and you." You lived in a gated community your whole life. Like, what the hell are you even? 20,000
square feet, nigga.
Yeah, he said, like, and he was just like, nah, I wasn't even all that. Like, I don't even know where he got that from. Wasn't that big. Like, and it's just like, talked about, though.
His explanation, like, yo, I was going up against the PTA meeting and shit, and I was in the lunchroom one time. I'm like, these are your crime stories, nigga? Like, What are you talking about? He got into a snowball fight with another family. Snowball fight? What? What? And so, you can't be who you're not. But in this realm, you can, because you create your avatar. You just hope nobody blows you up.
Yeah.
You come into this social media realm, you could be anybody you want. You just hope nobody. But when your own father blow you up.
Yeah, he gave his rap name King Tut Tarantino.
King Tut Tarantino.
It's hard. I like the name. It's hard.
The name is hard.
Yeah.
But your dad is Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer. You live in a gated community. You had a pretty good life.
Yeah.
Just enjoy that. Now, side note. I saw a clip of Deion Sanders' ranch that he lives on. Did you see this ranch?
No.
Yo, Deion, it's got 500 acres of land. He got geese and animals.
I'm sure your money go longer in Colorado.
I don't know if it's in Colorado. I don't know where it is. But I just know he needed like buggies and cars to get around this shit. He had rifles and shit, like, in case something jump out. I'm like, yo, crazy. Nah.
That's why, yo, I'm telling you, if you live in one of those states, like Arkansas or something, you know what I mean? Like, you got money out there, your money probably, it go long out there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a picture of his estate right there. He getting it.
Sheesh. Shouts out to him. Somebody asked, D-Nice said, Did you hear today, 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, that news break, North Korea sent a missile that could reach the USA. It can destroy an entire city, sending it to disrupt the election. I didn't hear that, but I heard that North Korea has boots on the ground in Ukraine. I mean, in Russia to go against Ukraine.
Mm.
I did hear that.
Mm.
Okay, so that is happening. They
pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Oh. Are we focused in?
Yes. And also, so we were talking about that company. I don't want to say the name wrong. Nvidia.
Yeah.
Nvidia. Yes. They make like computing chips, AI chips, and stuff like that. But the semiconductors, they get that from Taiwan. And apparently, that's one of the reasons China wants to take Taiwan back. So, again, more stuff that can happen as a result of who the hell wins tomorrow. Because we might see somebody tweeted, what kind of camo are we wearing tomorrow? It's my first Civil War. I thought that was funny.
That's funny.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, so it's important to keep your eyes on things that are happening globally. Yeah, yes. Don't just get caught into our stuff, because there is a cause and effect of everything else that goes on. You know, you got the BRICS already establishing themselves along certain lines. And so let's just watch the reverberation of this election.
Yeah.
Yes. And who wins and who stays in power, or is there going to be, side note, I think I mentioned this, Trump has decided not to be debriefed on secrets that are taking place in his country at the current moment. And the reason he did that is because if any leaks come out, he want to make sure he knew nothing about it.
Oh.
Also, I'm hearing that, you know, there's a transition team that is afforded to the new elected president. He has hired his own transition team from top to bottom so that if he wins, there are no moles in his camp. Mm. So these are chess moves that he's making and he's playing, you know, based on, you know.
So Joe Rogan just officially endorsed Trump, but I don't think endorsements carry that much weight, personally. Like, I don't think there are Kamala Harris voters.
Not as much as
Yeah, I don't think there are Kamala Harris voters who are watching Joe Rogan anyway. So I don't think that carries that much weight, personally.
Who did he endorse?
He endorsed Trump.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think that matters, you know.
And I don't think people are too surprised at that either.
Not at all.
Oh, somebody said Colorado is hella expensive. Didn't know. My bad. Shout out to y'all.
Got you. Yeah. I think it's Taiwan. In Texas or somewhere. Don't quote me. Side note, when I said WNBA lost $400, I was wrong. It was $40 million.
Wait, what?
I said that the WNBA had lost $400 million.
Yes.
But I was wrong. Somebody in the chat said it was 40. They were absolutely correct. It was
$40
million and not 400. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Hey, Eminem. Yeah, all the rappers and all the entertainers endorse Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
They all endorse her. So
side note, Malcolm.
More side notes. We side noting off the side notes now.
In Atlanta.
We're in the fourth wall.
The Atlanta prison has just employed 3 robots as security guards, and this is the first time it has ever been done in a working prison. These robots are there to take heat temperature, you know, monitor. They didn't mention nothing about attacking you, but they're there to monitor the prison, and it's a 90-day program. Mm. I forget which prison in Atlanta that it is. And so soon, and it's supposed to be autonomous, but they said somebody is working it right now, but eventually it will just run on its own. And, you know, it's going to be hard to hide your shank from a fucking robot, you know.
Fact.
And look through walls and shit. And,
you know. A real robot, a RoboCop. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, guys? Anything else? Something stupid is going to happen in the next 2 days. I think so as well.
Just be prepared for it.
Just be prepared for it, man. Do you think the Trump interview and Joe Rogan is used to divide people? And yeah, because like they definitely tried to make it a white and black thing with Kamala going on Club Shay Shay and Rogan and Trump going on Rogan. They definitely did try to make it that way. But I think that just came down to just who has the bigger platform, and Rogan has the bigger platform than Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, that was really it, but...
Somebody's asking about aliens.
I don't know.
You know...
Nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me. I'll say that. Dustin, you gotta come to a Jackson State game next year.
I would love to.
Yeah, I'll come down. I'll definitely come down. That'd be dope.
All right,
guys. With that being said, we love you. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you for spending your Monday evening with us. We appreciate you. Don't forget to join the membership at UrbanX.nyc. Get 7 days completely free. Come check out all of the hours and hours of content that is in there. The morning meetups, the private podcast is all in there. The business course is all in there. Visit shopurbanx.com. Get some of these amazing threads we got on. And we will see you, members, on Thursday. We'll see everybody else next week.
Peace. All right. Peace.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.